Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this is Bismarck right here on the evening radio program on Radio Talk 101.3. If you're listening to the program, let's talk. And this is Bismarck, your favorite host. Well, say good evening. It's Radio Talk 101.3. We're back with you this evening. Hey, keep that dial tuning because we got a great show for you. It's Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to participate on the program, or you can just call in to send a request out to a friend or family. It is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the 6 o'clock show, the program Let's Talk. Got a very interesting program for you this evening, so keep that dial tuned in, because Bismarck is right here on your radio. Tonight we're going to be looking at a story from Liberia, Far From The Truth. Deputy Speaker Haines Bashu reacts to U.S. $50,000 scandal. Keep your dial tuned in because Bismarck is right here on your radio. Plus we're going to be talking about the situation in Syria also, dealing with the devil in Syria. Keep that dial tuned in because Bismarck is right here on your radio. It's Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah. It's Friday, TGIF. Now, the weather is kind of unpredictable right now, so if you're out there trying to find your way, you know, be careful. Make sure you buckle up. When it gets wet out there, it gets bad. This is Bismarck right here on your radio, Radio Talk 101.3. Tonight we're going to be featuring music from LIB recording artist Bob Henry and LIB recording artist Shook Vaughn. So make sure you keep that dial tone. We got a great story for you and we got some great music for you. This is Bismarck right here on your radio. Like I told you, the number is 323-580-5677. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to participate on the program, or you can just call in and send a request out to a friend or family. It's Bismarck right here on your radio. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. You're listening to Bismarck right here on your radio. You're listening to the program, Let's Talk. We got this story from Liberia. It says, far from the truth, Deputy Speaker Haynes Bashu reacts to a U.S. $50,000 scandal. Monrovia, Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Haynes Bashu of Grand Bassett County, District number 1, has been wrapped in a controversy of U.S. $50,530 mishandling. The deputy speaker is alleged to have received a check on the behalf of his people from Forest Ventures, a logging company in the district, and deposited the money into his personal account. But the Bassa lawmaker says the allegations are far from the truth. Speaking during the news conference on Tuesday, prompted by a Front Page Africa interview, the Grand Bassa lawmaker said, at no time did he take money belonging to his district and deposit it into his personal account. When the company got ready to pay this money, the question was, how do we issue the check? Do we put Doe and Gia Klan on the check? So I told the people from Lone Star Logging, do not put any payee. Leave the payee space blank. Issue the check, and let's take the check to the community, he says. The lawmaker says the clans in the district, which were beneficiaries of the money, could not open an account because they did not have documents to do so. So as a result, he was chosen to be the front man. Let the community tell us in whose name to put the money to make it secure until an account can be opened. In a public meeting, the people said, since we do not have an account and we do not have an article of incorporation, the only person who we can trust to put their name on this check is our representative, says Bashu. Representative Bashu says prior to the election as representative of the district, there were 4 logging companies operating in the district, but none had an agreement with the people for the commitment of funds to be funds to the district. The normal procedure is that there must be a social agreement between the company and the community to say that I am extracting your log, but I will give you this thing as a compensation for taking your logs away. That is different from the taxes they pay to government, he says. In the case of this company, they did not have an agreement. They had taken away 90% of the people's logs without an agreement signed. The Basel lawmaker says, unlike the rumors by his detractors, that he was in the business of taking money that belonged to the people of his district for his personal use, he was instrumental in making sure that the district benefited from logging activities in the area. When I assumed office as representative for District Number 1, Grand Bassa County, I called a meeting and through discussions, I realized that the company was being smart. They were taking the logs away and not having any agreement, and therefore, at the end of the day, the people's logs will go and the company will not pay any benefit to the community, he says. Continued Representative Bashu, I immediately interviewed and insisted that the social agreement be signed. I appointed a committee to work with the company to do the drafting of the agreement, which was done and the agreement was signed. He disclosed he was the one who pressed the company, Forest Ventures, to pay the money to the people or the clan as both this company and its lease partner, Lone Star Logging, had been operating without paying anything to the district. I pressed Lone Star Logging and said, you must pay these people for the logs they were extracted. Eventually, Lone Star Logging agreed to pay my community. The Two Clan, Doe Clan, and Gear Clan, they paid the two clans $50,530, he says. Some Lone Star Logging subcontracted the forest to us. So we pay Lone Star Logging based upon the agreement. So it is Lone Star Logging that is supposed to have an agreement with the community. So we made sure an agreement was signed. By that time, Forest Ventures was leaving the district. The logs were finished. He says through his instrumentality, the single largest payment from the logging company in Liberia was made to the people of his district. The company that owned the forest from the community was not the company that was extracting the logs. One company took the contract to take the logs, and that company subcontracted the forest to another company, he says. Wow. The Basel lawmaker says the money was then deposited in an escrow account with the First International Bank after two separate checks issued by the company to the bank bounced. He says the committee set up to draw up a proposal on how to expand the funds came up with a proposal he said was beyond common sense and therefore refused to withdraw any money from the account. He says the committee requested $37,000 to purchase zinc and nails. Out of the $50,000, the report says that I should give the committee $37,000 to buy zinc and nails to go divide with the people. I should compensate the committee with $6,500 of this money, and I must also give the committee $1,000 for miscellaneous expenses. It says I should reimburse with $500 them for monies they have spent on transportation without giving me any receipts, says Representative Bash. He says the district has agreed to construct two primary schools and a clinic for the people of the district. This is the story from Liberia. The story on Representative Bashu. What do you think? Do you think there's corruption? Do you think he intended to put the money in his personal account for himself, or you know, was he intending to use it for the intended purpose? But it still looks kind of fishy, you know, you putting you know, government money into or the county money into your personal account. You know, that sounds fishy. Well, this is Bismarck right here on our Radio Talk 101.3. Keep that dial tuned in because we got a great show for you. Let's get into the song from LIB recording artist Bob Henry, the song Resurrection Song. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Morning and power, no, 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 no.
on. May I be recording artist Bob Henry, he's based in Canada. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Well, say big ups to all the Liberian recording artists, you know, all the African recording artists out there doing their thing. You know, big ups to all the Liberian African actors and actresses doing the things out there, you know, promoters, you know, all, you know, big ups, you know, AMG, you know, African Mogul International, you know, big ups, you know. Yeah, big ups to my man, RJ. Hey, RJ. Yeah, got that song, man. Keep up the grind, you know. Yeah, let's get into something now by L.I.P. recording artist Sugar Vaughn, the song, Am I Dreaming? Recording artist, also aka Sugar Vaughn, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on your radio. You're listening to the 6 o'clock program on Friday, TGIF. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, Saturday, same time, same station. Yeah, it's the weekend program. Yeah, we're going to be bringing it back to you tomorrow. Hey, make sure you catch us tomorrow because we got a very interesting program tomorrow, a musical program. Hey, we got some special guests coming on. Hey, we're going to keep that secret. But make sure you tune in tomorrow. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Before we get out of here, hey. Hey, you know, we love you out there, to all our listeners out there, you know, fans, friends, and family around the world. Hey, we love you from Radio Talk 101.3 and from Bismarck, your favorite host. Yeah, it's TGIS, thank God it's Friday, and you're going to be hanging out tonight. Make sure you drive safely and buckle up. We love you out there. Keep that dial tuned in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, 6 o'clock for the 6 o'clock show right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Biz. It's time to get out of here. I love you out there. Peace. Radio Talk 101.3.